We push all the buttons so you don't have to. Vectis Radio, online and on FM 104.6.
We have our guests in the studio. We have Miss Autumn Starr and Leah Amor. Welcome.
Hello.
We also have a young gentleman who's got his headphones on there quite nicely.
So, well, not only that, we have champions.
Yes, we have champions.
In our midst.
So tell us what's been going on.
Oh, well, it's nice to be back, Kitty and Dave. I've not seen you since August.
Yes.
Well, we have been very, very busy on the performing front. We have recently, I can't remember where we are now, but a few weeks ago we competed in the regionals, South Regional kind of heats, as they were, up in Salisbury against the whole of the south of the UK. And out of six categories, four of our Isle of Wight team placed and got through to the finals in Blackpool. So last weekend we were in Blackpool and we competed against the best of the UK. Happy to say that we all competed, we all loved it, and myself and Leah Amor walked away with UK champion status.
Oh, come on.
So we are back with titles. Yeah. Ooh, so we're officially reigning champions in the south of the UK and best in the UK overall.
For you, Miss Autumn Starr, what did you win in?
I won the best instructor category, which is obviously the most coveted category in the championship, in the competition, the one that everyone waits for. Hard category. I did an aerial piece, so I didn't actually do burlesque chair dance. There was no chairs involved at all. Lots of fans, a little bit of tease, and aerial hoop. Good fun.
Wow.
Good fun.
And moving on to you, Leah Amor.
Yes.
How about you? Because you have two sashes on as well.
I do. Yes, I won my category. It was Miss Variety. So I performed on the pole. That is what I do for my own business. I teach pole fitness. And I won. So
brilliant.
Loved every minute of it. So I do thank Kelly for taking me along. I couldn't believe we managed to win together, really.
It was incredible.
It was
just
a great
fabulous
night,
isn't it?
It still hasn't sunk in.
No.
I know we're sat here like this, but it's just been an absolute whirlwind.
I think it shows love and devotion to what you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a passion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. An absolute passion.
You know, that is evident, because obviously I've come to see you perform, and mm-hmm.
It was fabulous,
absolutely
wasn't
fantastic.
It?
Yeah. Well, have you got something coming up that the listeners can come out and see you?
Oh, not well. Next year.
Oh, next year. Of course,
we'll be back next year. We'll let you know about next year, but yeah.
And we'll certainly tell you all about it on Vectis Radio.
Absolutely.
So you really do need to get along and see these wonderful ladies.
Indeed. So what is it that you enjoy about pole fitness so much?
Everything.
What is all that about?
Everything. I enjoy teaching. Like, my pole girls have become great friends of mine. And just the love for it, the strength, it keeps me fit. It's exercising without realising you're exercising. Mm. You know, you feel empowered. Yeah, just everything.
It's a discipline as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and I stopped competing and performing a long time ago, and I thought my days were done. COVID happened, I had my second child, and I thought, right, I'll just keep teaching, I'm good with that. And then Kelly approached me, asked me to do one of her shows in August. So I was like, do you know what? I'm going to do it. And I did.
See you with the lady on the pole.
I was.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
So Kitty and David came to the show.
Yeah,
oh,
we came to see you,
yeah. So that was my first time back in a lot of years, and I loved it. And then when Kelly said, do you want to come and compete?
Yeah.
It was a definite yes for me.
Reignited that fire.
It has. Yeah. It really has, yeah. And I thought I was done. And I'm like, I'm not done,
no,
actually.
No.
No way near.
Many years left.
You've had a brief hiatus and you're back.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's it.
So fabulous.
Full force now.
You're just trying to let everybody else catch up. That was
exactly what it was.
So yourself, Miss Autumn Starr, mm-hmm. how are you doing since you've won all these different things?
It's just been crazy, Kitty. It was like radio station interview after radio station interview, which is lovely. And it's, for me, really, it's not... I know this sounds really awful. It's not about winning. It's about, for me, it's a personal, as you know, it's been a personal journey from day one for me. You know, lost my confidence, had no identity, accidentally stumbled across burlesque chair dance, went to my first class, loved it, went and did my training, and I've never looked back, and I've just built and built and built. So, I definitely, I would say it's my time. But I'm still kind of on cloud nine. It still hasn't sunk in. And it's like I said, this time last week, we were in Blackpool. We were in rehearsals, you know, pounding the routines, sound and lighting.
It's all going on.
It was all happening this time last week. And I don't think I was performing till about 10 to midnight. So it was it was exhausting. Yeah. But it was worth every second. So.
And rehearsals didn't go to plan, did they?
They did not
they
go
were playing
to plan
on our minds afterwards.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, no.
Oh, it was shocking. Oh, absolutely shocking.
I say a bad rehearsal, great show.
That's it.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Well, that's fabulous. So you're still teaching as well, obviously?
I'm still I was back in the in my studio on Monday morning, Monday afternoon. Yeah,
oh, wow.
Straight into it. And I think Leah was as well.
Yeah, Tuesday I was in there.
There's no messing around, Kitty. We're there. Come on.
So do tell us about your classes and how people can find out more about them.
Yeah, so currently I only teach on a Monday evening, so that's 7 till 8 p.m. and that's at Studio 33, which is a fairly new studio in Ryde. It's on Rink Road, just off Rink Road. They can find me on Facebook, it's a bit of a long one, Burlesque Chair Dancer Isla White with Miss Autumn Star, or they can just visit my personal page, Miss Autumn Star, and they can, yeah, and it's as long as they're 15 plus, anyone can come along. It doesn't matter your age, your ability, and their first class is completely free on me.
Fabulous.
Because I'm nice like that.
Now, moving on to you, Leah.
Yes.
Your classes, where do you do them, and how can people get in touch with you?
So I teach at TJ's Gym. We have just moved, actually, to Hollyer's Park along Branston.
Yes.
So that is our new studio / gym. It's amazing. It's incredible. We really love it there. Really friendly. Big car park as well, because that's always daunting for people that can't get parked. You know, it just does that, doesn't it? I teach on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. I do private classes as well as group. So all abilities welcome, men, women. I teach from 16 upwards as well. And you can get in contact with myself or through the gym and then, and just get booked in.
And how do people find you?
Facebook. Yep, Facebook or, again, through the gym. So I teach other classes at the gym as well.
And what is your class called?
LAPD.
LAPD.
You won't forget that.
Leah Aimer Pole Dance Fitness. Yeah.
I love that.
LAPD.
Yeah.
The big red light.
I was just going to say, if there's somebody out there who's on the fence at the moment thinking, I want to, but I'm not sure, sell it.
Do
tell
it.
Them,
oh, my goodness.
How would you say to them,
love it.
This is, you know, this is what it's given me.
Yeah.
And this is what it could give
it's
to you.
It's given me so much confidence, strength. And again, you make great friendships. There's nothing worse than walking into a dance class or the gym. It's daunting. And especially if you come on your own, you're thinking these people are going to be doing all this stuff on the pole. They're going to be making it look amazing. Oh, there's no way I'm going to be able to walk through that door and do it. But my girls are so friendly. You've been in,
I've
Kelly, haven't
them.
You? And they are just chatty. Everyone helps each other. We just laugh and we have fun. Like anything goes and we just laugh the whole time.
So
it's incredible. Okay. You're exercising, you're getting fit and you're having fun.
And to you, Miss Autumn Star, sell it. Somebody sitting out there thinking, I might want to do that. Give it a quick sell.
Quick sell. It's the same. It is daunting. I mean, I nearly, like I said, I pulled up to my first class many years ago and I was nearly physically sick in the car, but because I was so nervous because I didn't like the unknown. I didn't know what was behind that door. And within 15 minutes, I was absolutely hooked. And I was like, this is my space. This is my headspace. This is what I need to do with my life. And I did it, and I do inspire other people. And I get it. I have that rapport with my dancers when they come through the door because I completely get 100% how they're feeling as soon as they step through the door.
So it's changed your lives.
It's changed my life.
Yeah,
absolutely changed my saved
That's
my life.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Do you know, congratulations to both of you.
Thank you
so much for coming into Vectis Radio to chat with us today.
Thank you for having us.
It's always a pleasure.
It's a pleasure.